Lesson 2. Invasions and Change. Categorize. As you read, categorize information about the peoples involved in one of Europe's most important migrations. Big idea. A large migration of different peoples through Europe brought many changes. Vocabulary. Vandal. Manner. Manner system. Serf. Self-sufficient. Throughout much of the AD 200s, outsiders threatened the Roman Empire from three directions. From the east, the Persians invaded Roman provinces in Asia. From the south, an African people, called the Berbers, attacked Roman lands in northern Africa. From the north came the Germanic tribes. These tribes included the Angles, Franks, Goths, Jutes, Lombards, Saxons, and Vandals. The Germanic tribes. The Romans considered the Germanic peoples barbarians because they were not educated in Roman ways. For one thing, they lived in villages, not in large cities as many Romans did. While most people in the Roman Empire were farmers, the Germanic people were mainly herders. Their cattle, sheep and goats, provided them with the resources for their food, clothing, and shelter. Most Germanic tribes had no form of government. Usually, a respected person within the tribe settled disagreements but had little authority otherwise. The strongest leaders served as military and religious chiefs. For a time, some Germanic peoples were allowed to live peacefully within the Roman Empire. Many of them fought in the Roman army, and some became military leaders. Then, during the late AD 300s and the AD 400s, the Germanic tribes began entering Roman territory in large numbers. Their own lands were being taken over by a people from Central Asia called the Huns. The Huns were a wandering, warlike people. Around AD 350, they began moving westward across the Volga River into what is now the country of Hungary. Under Attila, their greatest leader, they pushed on to the Danube River and as far west as Gaul, which is now mainly France. By attacking the Germanic tribes, the Huns caused one of the largest migrations of people in world history. The migration of the Germanic peoples into the Western Roman Empire was more than just a movement of people, however. Some historians have called it the migration of nations. Others consider it a time of invasion. Review. Why did the Germanic peoples begin entering Roman territory in large numbers? The end of the Western Empire. Sometime after AD 370, the Huns attacked the Germanic tribes of Goths who lived around the Black Sea. The Goths were divided into two groups. The Ostrogoths lived north of the Black Sea. The Visigoths lived north of the lower Danube River. In the attack, the Ostrogoths were overrun and absorbed into the Hun Empire. Many of the Visigoths, however, fled into the Western Roman Empire. Under their leader, Alaric, the Visigoths invaded the Italian peninsula and took Rome by force in AD 410. Leaders who came after Alaric led the Visigoths into lands that are now Spain and France. Threatened by the Huns in Eastern Europe, a Germanic tribe called the Vandals also moved west. In AD 406, the Vandals crossed the Rhine River from what is now Germany into Gaul and took control of it. 3 years later, they crossed the Pyrenees Mountains and entered what is now Spain. Under the Vandal leader Genseric, who ruled from AD 428 to AD 477, the Vandals invaded northern Africa and set up a kingdom. In AD 455, the Vandals attacked Rome. They looted shops and government buildings, stealing items of value. They also destroyed monuments and temples. The Vandals were actually no more destructive than the other Germanic tribes. Yet today, we use the word Vandal to describe someone who purposely damages property. After being attacked twice by Germanic tribes in AD 410 and AD 455, Rome finally fell in AD 476 to a Germanic leader named Odoacer. As a young man, he had joined the Western Roman army. He soon became a leader of the Germanic troops serving in the Roman army. When the Roman government would not give his troops land for settlement, he led them in a revolt. With the overthrow of the Western Roman Emperor Romulus Augustulus, Odoacer became the first Germanic king of the Italian peninsula. Many historians consider this event in AD 476 the end of the Western Roman Empire. Review. Why do many historians consider AD 476 the end of the Western Roman Empire? Geography. The Pyrenees. Understanding places and regions. The Pyrenees mountain range forms the border between present-day Spain and France. It is 270 miles, 435 kilometers long, and runs from the Atlantic Ocean to the Mediterranean Sea. During the region's early history, the Pyrenees range served as a physical barrier. It cut off Spain and Portugal from the rest of Europe. Trade between the two regions took place by sea. Today, modern roads, railways, and tunnels connect the two regions. More Germanic conquests. After the Western Roman Empire ended, Germanic tribes continued to claim Roman lands in Western Europe. Among those to invade Britain during this time were the Angles, Saxons, and Jutes. Together, they are known as the Anglo-Saxons. Legend says that a British king named Vortigern asked the Anglo-Saxon tribes for help in defending his lands. Vortigern's kingdom was under attack by the Picts, the ancient people of Scotland. The allies quarreled, however, and soon the Anglo-Saxons began to drive out the Britons. By the late AD 500s, the Angles, Saxons, and Jutes controlled most of eastern and southern Britain. There, they set up a number of small kingdoms. Over time, these and other kingdoms united their territories into one new, larger kingdom. It was called England, from Anglo-Saxon words meaning land of the Angles. While this was happening in Britain, the Franks invaded northern Gaul and the Lombards took control of the Italian peninsula. Both Germanic tribes would have a lasting influence on these lands that are now France and Italy. In AD 486, Clovis, the leader of the Franks, led an invasion of Gaul. He defeated the Gauls, Romans, Visigoths, and others in the territory and set up his own kingdom. By the time Clovis died in AD 511, the Franks held firm control from the Rhine River to the Pyrenees Mountains. Gaul came to be called France in honor of the Franks. At about the same time, the Lombards took over what is now Austria. From there, they crossed the Alps and invaded the Italian peninsula. By AD 568, they had taken control of much of it. They settled mainly in the part of northern Italy that today is still called Lombardy. Their kingdom lasted more than 200 years. Review. Which Germanic tribes became known as the Anglo-Saxons? A closer look. A manor. A manor was much like a small village. It was home to the lord's family and about 200 to 300 peasants. Most of the peasants were farmers, but some worked as blacksmiths, carpenters, millers, and weavers. Together, they provided almost everything the manor needed. 1. The lord of the manor lived with his family in the manor house. 2. The mill was powered by water. Running water, such as a river or stream, turned the water wheel. The water wheel then drove the millstone that ground the grain into flour. 3. The church was a place for religious and social gatherings and for village meetings. 4. The lord of the manor received one-third of the crops grown. The church received nearly one-third, and the rest went to the peasants. 5. The living conditions inside a peasant's home were difficult. Most peasants shared their small house with their animals. Why do you think the manor house had a wall around it? Life in a changing land. The Germanic invasions destroyed much of what the Romans and earlier civilizations had developed in the lands of the former Western Roman Empire. By the AD 800s, art had changed and education had declined there. Industry and trade also suffered greatly. Few people used the system of well-built Roman roads that had united much of the empire. Cities and towns also lost importance, as farming once again became the most important economic activity. Without a strong government to unite it, as the Roman government had done, Europe broke up into many small kingdoms. These kingdoms were divided into large plots of land, or estates, called manors. Wealthy landlords or lords owned the manors, which were farmed by peasants or common people. The manor lands were divided into sections. The peasants paid for the use of their plots with goods and services they provided to the lord. At the same time, the peasants depended on the lord for protection. This economic system for exchanging land use and protection for goods and services came to be called the manor system. Many of the peasants on the manors were serfs. The serfs were part of the property. If a lord sold his manor, the new lord would own the serfs as well as the land. Unlike slaves, however, serfs could not be sold without the land. The serfs lived in small shelters built around a large manor house or castle. Most manors also included a church, a mill for grinding grain into flour, and buildings in which craft workers worked. Each manor was nearly self-sufficient. It was able to produce almost everything the lord and the serfs needed to live. The manor system lasted in Western Europe until the early 1100s, when trade, industry, and cities began to grow again. In Central and Eastern Europe, it continued into the 1800s. Review: How were serfs different from slaves? Lesson 2. Review. Categorize. Categorize some of the differences between the Romans and the Germanic peoples. 1. Big idea. How did the migration of people change the government in Western Europe? 2. Vocabulary. Make a word web that shows how the terms manor, manor system, and serf are related. 3. Timeline. When did the Western Roman Empire end? 4. History. What is the origin of the name England? 5. Critical thinking. Hypothesize. Do you think the Western Roman Empire would have ended if the Huns had not arrived? Explain your answer. Performance. Draw a scene. Draw a scene showing life on a manor. In your drawing, include the buildings, people, and activities common to a manor.